Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, this ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. There's nothing like the thrill of thrifting. And if you're a thrifter, you know what I'm talking about. And with us now is professional thrifter Jason T. Smith. He's the co-star with his good friend Brian Goodman of Spike TV's reality show, Thrift Hunters. And he's known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music. He likes tiki, he likes pugs, and he likes music. Jason, did filming the second season of Thrift Hunters make you shop any differently? Have you noticed that the show has changed your shopping habits?
Yeah, well, it definitely has. And good afternoon, Griff and Lee. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I realized quick in season one that we can only buy T-shirts and Hawaiian shirts and coffee mugs so often. Before that, would get routinely boring. Now, of course, if it's not an amazing one, then sure. But other than that, I had to learn how to get out of my comfort zone immediately. And I'm pretty good at that anyway. But every store had to be something good and different because you can't be boring. You always got to have something different. So, and we amped it up in season two. We were, you know, digging in the nooks and crannies of every place. We were looking for that special item.
The show is so much fun, Jason. I really enjoy it. You know something I've been wondering? Have you ever sold anything because the buyer saw it on the show?
Yeah, it happened quite a bit after season two, and even just recently, I have an item number for everybody.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
yep.
Okay, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. We have to get ready. Okay.
All right, we're ready.
Okay,
it is 111-573-301-077.
And here we go.
Oh, see, original. So it was obviously sold already. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a... Well, why don't you tell us what it is?
So, in one of the episodes when we were in Boston, we were at a store that sells clothes by the pound. Every day they bring out a fresh bale of clothes, they cut the twine, boom, we start digging. And it's just huge. And we had a blast. And there was a table of things that must have gotten mixed in with clothes at some point where they just throw the extras. There was a couple of shoes, I bought a cool book, and there was four old pieces of machinery. And that right away, even though I'm not a big steampunk nerd, I realized that could be sold to guys who collect, or gals, steampunk stuff. So it was by the pound. So the four pieces themselves, maybe it was like $9 total.
Yeah.
And on the show, if you saw the episode, we had Dr. Dale. He's a local actual doctor here in town who's like the king of the steampunk. He came in to tell me what everything was worth. And I was shocked to find out that my little $9 purchase, which I was thinking I was going to sell the whole lot for like $40, the one piece was worth $60, the other piece was worth $200. So I just sold this piece for $60, and the customer said, "Hey, love the show, love this episode. Can you send me an autograph along with a piece or something?" And we had taken a great picture of Brian and I and Dr. Dale, so holding this piece.
Enough.
So I printed out the picture, and I signed it, and away it went, and the customer was just absolutely thrilled.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
And this is just going to end up on a shelf. This isn't going to be put into a piece of machinery, necessarily.
Yeah, he said he framed the picture and put it on his shelf next to the item.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
And that's happened quite a bit. I've had to sign T-shirts and other things, and I get messages almost daily to this day, and we've been off since December, through eBay. "Oh, my God, I love your show. I found your ID. Keep up the good work."
Isn't it hard being a celebrity, don't you find?
You know, here's what I will tell you, Griff. People were very bothered by our show because thrifters said, "We're going to ruin it for everyone." And I only ruined it for one person, me. Because you can't hide 6'5", 275 pounds. And if I could, I can't hide my voice. People will hear my voice three aisles over and come run and go, "I knew it was you. I heard your voice."
See, there's the downside. What do you
do? But I love every single person that approaches me that love the show. I don't mind it. But yeah, shopping is very slow for me nowadays.
Well, I mean, you could disguise yourself as maybe a rather large transvestite or something.
Yeah, but, you know, my beard really would be...
Yeah, they'd never notice anything suspicious at that.
Well, I mean, I watched that episode of American Horror Show. There are such things as bearded ladies, so I think...
I love this slow process. It's fun when friends or my wife's with me. They just get a kick out of it, and they just trail off finally. But a lot of people want to share their story, thrifted item, and I love hearing it.
You know, I watch a lot of reality shows, and I understand that they're all staged. I mean, I get it. How real is Thrift Hunters? Because it doesn't appear to be staged.
Yeah, that was the great joy of when they first wanted to hire us. I said, you know, I was 42 at the time. I'm 44 now. I said, at 42, do I want to be on TV and hopefully be famous? Absolutely. But at 42, do I really want to make fake TV? Not one bit.
Yeah.
So if you want to make real TV and let us tell you how, you know, it really happens, I'm down. Let's do this. And he goes, well, good to hear, because we don't make reality TV. We make documentary TV. I said, cool, let's do it.
Because we really learn from your show.
It
really honestly teaches us something. Compared to Storage Wars, which has become, which I like that show, but it has become like the freak show thing.
Well, it's how not to get along with people.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. You know, to this day, the conspiracy theories are so crazy. In season one, I bought the jacket from the movie Rad. We found it at a thrift store here in Vegas. I sold it to a customer in Atlanta whose wife gives him a yearly allowance to buy rare Rad merchandise.
Uh-huh.
And he has it in a glass display case in his living room. Now, because we filmed an episode in Atlanta, and when you saw the screenshot that the buyer was from Atlanta, the conspiracy theory is he didn't really buy and sell this.
Right.
By pure luck, that my customer was in Atlanta, and we filmed in Atlanta, and it wasn't even the same episode, but that's what, I'm like, you know, I have a big book for both seasons that we've printed out, we've cataloged and printed out everything we bought, the store we bought it at, the episode it was in, how much I paid, and then I keep notes when it sells, the date it sold, and how much it sold for. So if anyone ever wants to ask me, I'll be more than happy to tell you everything.
So let's leave the show behind now. Let's talk about a couple other things here.
Yeah.
Okay. So you teach people to thrift, and I've said this to you before, Jason, but honestly, I love your Facebook postings because everybody who asks you a question every time and you answer it, I learn from it.
Oh, thankfully.
So it, along those lines of being an eBay guru, which you are, what's next for Jason as far as your eBay guru thrifting thing goes? Not the TV show, but just...
Well, I've definitely got a lot of events that have just happened. Some are coming up. I'm going to be leading thrifting classes probably around the country. I did one in Anaheim not too long ago, and it went so well and had a waiting list that I'm going to do more of those. But we actually have one coming up this Sunday here in Vegas. So if you're listening to me and you're in Vegas, it's an awesome thing. Chris Green from Scam Power and I are doing a co-event where we're going to teach people how to both thrift and sell on eBay and then also arbitrage and sell on the A word.
On the A word.
On the A word, okay.
And with the price of the event, you get lunch, you get cocktails, you get us. Ask us any questions you want. We're going to show you how to use your phone to better make decisions in the thrift store. Then we're going to take you thrifting.
Sounds like a blast.
Fun.
And then, speaking of Las Vegas.
Yes, what?
June 16th, 17th, and 18th.
It's busting out all over.
Guess who's going to be with us?
Who?
Jason.
Oh, I am? Cool.
Yes, thrifting with the boys. Yes.
Your people didn't tell our people that you accepted?
Oh, I guess not. Shoot.
So, you know, Jason, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Really early, since like 96 or 7 or whenever it started. And oddly enough, I unregistered. So when you look at my anniversary date, it's not as long as that. And why I unregistered, I have no clue back then.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder why. Because you'd have to actively, aggressively say, unregister me now.
Oh, I did. And looking back, I go, boy, I would have like one of the longest, you know, still running dates. And I don't, because I did that. I don't know what happened in my life. Then I said, I got to get off this merry-go-round of eBay.
Does the long-suffering wife of Tiki Pug Music go on your thrifting jaunts with you? Does she thrift, too?
She does. It's not her favorite thing to do, but she's really good at it. So she's actually my favorite thrifting partner, only because I get to kiss this one. And
yeah.
But she's good.
So what we heard wasn't true, Griff.
I'll kiss Griff. I'll kiss Griff and Stacy. That's it.
That explains a lot.
When we go to a store, she can do T-shirts, Hawaiian.
We both have this rash.
All the women's stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then it leaves me to do the rest of the store. So I do love when she goes with me. Plus, she's short. So she can do all the shelves that are low, and I don't feel like going down to.
And she's a trooper. She really does a good job. So.
Yeah, she's married to him. She's a trooper.
Long time. We've been together 25 years and married 20.
Congratulations. Really?
And if you And do give her our love. We hope to see her again soon. And also to Brian, because we haven't talked to Brian in quite a while. How is Brian doing?
He's good. He lives on the other side of town. I don't run into him all that often unless we actually are planning on doing something.
Yeah.
Vegas isn't that big, but he lives at the far north corner. Like, the city ends after his house.
Oh, he's way up there.
Oh, yeah. So when people say, why aren't you with him? I'm like, we don't live anywhere near each other, even though we're in the same city, very far apart.
Oh, I didn't know he was that far north.
Yeah. Oh, hey, can I add something about Will real quick, your guest who you just had
on?
Yeah, Will's great.
So
yeah.
Will is a, like, platinum power seller. He sells thousands of dollars a month, and I've been trying to get him to get his thumb out of every picture. He just holds the item. I'm like, come on, Will. You're the owner of a large company. You've got to look more professional. And now he's actually sticking more thumb in just to show me that I can sell a $10,000 item with my thumb in it.
You know, oh, that's very funny.
Well, you know, he's got a famous thumb.
Just to show you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Exactly. So Will's a great guy. Brian and I do some work for him, and we got some cool stuff coming up. And
yeah, just mentioned that he's just signed up to be a sponsor of the eBay Radio event in June.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Will's a great guy. We spent 3 days touring the Northeast this past fall, thrifting and speaking to groups and drinking rum and having a good time. And it was a fun little trip.
Jason, it's always a pleasure to speak
always.
With you.
Always. And thanks, we can't wait to see you again.
Good to talk to you guys.
Bye-bye, honey.
This segment was sponsored by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a ring. 888-723-4630. We'll take your call right here when we get back with more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com for more information.